This is a great engineering achievement. It's terrific for Britain. It's one of the best highways in the world. So will you fly the flag for Britain? This is an achievement.
Since the 1940s, planners had dreamed of creating a road system that would bypass the capital.
Finally, a brand new stretch of motorway opens on Monday.
The M25 will transform traffic around London.
In the end, the M25 was largely pieced together from fragments of existing roads to create a single loop.
Every major city needs an orbital motorway.
The MP who broke the news in the House of Commons was the then Labour Transport Minister, John Gilbert.
We were putting together something like the M25, but it had different names for different sections. There was an M18, there was an M20. And I said, this is a nonsense. We'll call it one name. And they said, what name is? And I said, M25. And it stuck. You get a fast
car. Professor Peter Jones made a study of M25 users for the AA.
It was really designed to solve two problems. First of all, in a national context, it was a part of the strategic motorway network. If you like, the key part in the jigsaw, bringing together traffic from the north, from the west, down to the southeast, Dover and so on. And also in a regional context, it was designed to provide a bypass around London. Beep, 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 yeah. The motorway did achieve its objectives. I think it would be inconceivable to think of the southeast of England without the M25 now.
But from the day the diggers moved in, the M25 was paved with controversy.
Much to everybody's surprise, the M25 inquiry survived 3 days without disruption.
The motorway cut through a swathe of prime green belt around London. Just to close the circle took 39 public inquiries.
But if Miss Lovelock gets her way, it could be 120 miles with a 5-mile gap.
And people are still angry. Joyce Woods and Sue McKinley were not in celebratory mood on the 20th anniversary of the motorway.
If you sit outside, it is a continuous drone.
I think you'll find that anyone who lives in a house, not just even this close, but quite some distance away, would not be inclined to want to sit in their garden on a summer's day. Certainly couldn't see it with the bedroom windows open.
But what about users of the world's most congested ring road?
Hello, motorway control, have you broken down?
You get used to driving around M25. You get used to the hassles of a day. You just get used to sleeping in a lorry, really.
Once on the way down to Folkestone, I was stuck on the 25 for about 3.5 hours. I think that was my longest. 3.5 hours for 5 miles.
Morris and Andy are truck drivers. How do they pass the time during tailbacks?
Well, look at legs in cars is what we do a lot of, actually. Yeah. Most of us have got the CB radios in, so if there's a particularly good set coming up, we know all about it. Yeah.
But not everyone knows where they're going. Mary Williams worked at South Mimms Services, where the A1 meets the M25.
I can think of one gentleman who obviously did look at a map before he left, because when he arrived here and asked where he was, he said, well, I didn't worry too much, because if I missed the turn-off, I'd just go round the roundabout. And I said, well, which roundabout? He actually meant the M25. He thought it was a roundabout. All my life's a
circle. In the 1990s, service areas became an essential business facility. People latched on to their key locations and the convenience of holding meetings there rather than venturing into central London.
We often see people holding interviews at tables. You'll have 6 or 7 candidates for a job coming in and being interviewed. You get people being signed up by insurance companies. All sorts of strange things go on here. On the
road again. But what of the future of the M25?
Now, some people are saying that the road is too small.
Professor Peter Jones made this bleak forecast after studying the road for the AA.
What will happen, though, over time, is that average speeds will go down, and also there will be more occasions when the system comes temporarily to a halt because of accidents and so on. But the thing will gradually slow down until enough people feel that it's no longer worth using the motorway at that time. It will reach an equilibrium speed of its own.
At the Clackett Lane lorry park, the drivers know the score.
If you get snarled up and you get held up for half an hour, that could be the difference between you getting home that night or not.
I think in 10 years' time, if it's still the same as this, I don't want to be in this job. On the road again. I just can't wait to get on.